That's the governor of Louisiana. Folks, I'm sorry to have to ruin people's day, but you're going to have to be a patriot, and you're just going to have to learn to fall on the sword. And as my friend John Kerr says, I am not wearing the diaper across my face. And don't blame me, John. I'm not going to do it either. You can't make me. I won't. If I have to mail order everything that goes in my that my family needs for the rest of it, no, we've already identified stores here in our area that we can go to. You're going to lock people out of your stores. You're going to chase them out of business. You should now just avoid Winn-Dixie like it has bubonic plague. Avoid Wally World, Walmart. Some people, a gentleman wrote me, "I'm in a church, please. That's the only store I have. I can't afford Walmart. They put everyone else out of business." Gee, do you think that's an accident? Gee, look how that worked. By the by, we've got Professor Dennis Rancor again. We had one audio clip last week. I've got three today from Professor Rancor on the issue and the subject of masking. Now, I'm sitting here when I'm not on air with you guys. I'm sitting here and I am reviewing everything I can get my hands on to get to the bottom of this and get to the truth. If I saw that there was a majority, hell, if there was even a minority of studies that were coming out and they were showing that wearing masks in public contributed to slowing the spread of the non-coronavirus coronavirus, which yesterday we covered, there is no such thing as the COVID-19. It has been totally fabricated and made up by the Chi-Coms, World Health Organization, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the trademark patent owner, or the trademark owner. Who is that? That is none other than Dr. Fauci, than Dr. Anthony Fauci. There is no corona bug. Now, there does appear, and Dennis Rancor says this, there does appear to be some mysterious ailment that came very late in what is the traditional flu season and had high morbidities for certain risk factors, namely being old, number two, being in a cloistered, close quarter environment with other similarly aged people, and number three, having a previous cardiopulmonary weakness or sickness. If you had those three things and you were exposed to whatever this thing is, very good chance that you were going to die. And if you want to make sure, like they did in New Tenochtitlan in Death City and in the Death State, that's New York, under the under the direction of Comrade de Blasio and Governor Cuomo Quattle or Cuomo Vorkian, depending on who it is that he's conspiring to kill today, babies or old people. If you want to want to make sure that you get the old people, well, then put them on a ventilator because you will kill them. Isn't that amazing? We're not hearing anything other than the president boast and brag about how many ventilators Ford made and are now being sold all over the world. These are killing machines. They do not preserve and extend life. In very rare instances, they kill. You can almost say that it's a Kevorkian device. You don't even need the cyanide pours. You can just put someone that's struggling to breathe on a ventilator, and you probably will kill them. Why? Well, from what I understand, and again, I'm not a doctor, you're breaking blood, you're bursting blood vessels in their lungs by forcing the air into passages that can't accept it. And so there's resistance there, and the blood vessels break, which is why in the only autopsies that have been performed on corona hoax patients that have died in Italy, what do they keep finding? And it's almost, and these are all old people. What do they find? Ruptured blood vessels in the lungs. That's a common denominator. How does that happen? Well, as the doctors keep telling us, it's almost guaranteed that that is a blunt trauma event to the lungs. Now, either someone was wailing on them and beating them up, or something caused the pulmonary embolisms. That something is a ventilator. Just to add to the Malthusian murder event that we're living in, we have some funny, funny video for you today, too, from English author and now social commentator from his rocking chair, from Vernon Coleman. It's just, you know, we could all use a little more humor. Anyway, as the show unfolds in front of your very ears and eyes today, I'm just going to continue to, every time I get my hands on something, if you guys stumble across something, send it to me on Parler. By the by, we stalled out on the Parler likes. I got to 500 in like 5 days and then kill. Parler.com. It's a social media service. We're not married to any of these, but we are promoting Parler and Gab. I really like Andrew Torba from Gab.com. As a matter of fact, I'm working on an interview with Andrew Torba, who is the founder of Gab.com. I think Gab is a good platform. The guy that that started it and ran and is running it has got the right idea, and he's got his ethics in order, from what I can tell. So go to Gab, G-A-B.com. It's a different kind of social media. It's more like a message, kind of like a remember back in the day when we all first got drunk on the internet. And they had these message boards. Remember message boards? There's still a few message boards out there. Pride Book pretty much killed. Pride Book and Twitter. Twitter, one mistake and we'll kill you. Twitter. Pretty much killed the message boards, but there used to be these things called message boards. And people would hang out in these message boards. And you actually had instant chat, kind of like in our chat room, which we invite you to go hang out in today. If you're watching on YouTube, if you want to comment, we don't have chat on the live YouTube video, but you can go to crusadechannel.com/chat and chat it up with all the people that will join us there in the chat room today. But just back to the point here, folks, I mean, this is truly every morning, Mrs. O'Connell and I come in here and we're doing show prep and she's in there shaking her head and telling me, I can't take this anymore. Well, even if you moved out of the middle of nowhere, they'd find you and they'd come wrap a mask around you. You need to put this on. It defies explanation. I cannot explain the forced masking other than to say this is the new normal, what they're calling the new normal. This is a paradigm switch. We don't get to vote on it. Some of us are saying, like hell I will. And it doesn't matter. They are cramming the mask mandate down our throats. They're even, the libtards in the White House press corps are even asking Kayleigh McEnany and Don John of Manhattan, every time they get in front of them, are you going to order a national mask mandate? And every time Trump says, no, I don't believe in it. I don't think so. Unbelievable what's going on here. Are you guys and gals, are you seeing the same thing that we're seeing? And are you having trouble going, I just can't understand. These people are out there, you have governors of states. Asa Hutchinson is now a maniacal, rabid liar. He's out there telling all Arkansans, we're going to save lives. Mrs. O'Connell, crack your microphone for a minute. And tell me, as we do our news rundown today, what you told me about CDC total CDC corona hoax death numbers.
Oh, I'll post it in the chat room.
Okay.
They've drastically dropped.
How many yesterday? 192?
192 or 148? Hold on.
So,
190.
So yesterday, now this is down from July the 1st, what, 1,000? Okay, here's Maggie O'Connell's chart. There you go. 7-4-20. On the 4th of July, 2,818. Now, these are not corona hoax deaths. This is what they say is COVID-19. There's all kind of comorbidities. This also will ultimately be investigated.
All deaths involving COVID.
Yeah, involving COVID-19. That means that somebody died and they tested positive, which we covered on yesterday's show. The tests don't work. We don't even know what the tests are actually measuring. No one knows. So we go from the 4th of July, 2,818 deaths, to the 11th of July, 1,623 deaths, until the 18th of July, there's a stat from CDC, 190 deaths. Why is there a panic?